Today we're going to talk a little bit about the division of Eretz Yisroel when Mashiach comes. We know that in general the land was divided amongst the 12 Shvatim, but when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a little bit of a change. In Parsha Shlach, we learn about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Meraglim from each Shevet, including Kolev, and Yeshua. And the question is asked, why would he send someone from Shevet Levi if Levi doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisroel? And the Rebbe explains in the Dvar Malchus of Shlach, Tov Shinun Aleph, that even though Be'etzem, Shevet Levi, doesn't have a chelik, but Hayois that when Mashiach comes, they will have a chelek, so therefore they also have to scout out their part of the land. And we'll talk a little bit about that. There is a Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, regarding the Leviim, Shebetchila lo yitzchalke el l'shnei moser shvotim, that when the Eibishter divided the land, they only divided it into 12 Shvatim. But when Mashiach comes, it's going to be divided, L'shloish Asher Shvatim, it's going to be divided into 3, 13. And so there's an opinion that there's going to have 13 divisions. And the Shaila is, who's going to get the 13th part? So the Gemara says that Ve'idoch Leman, who's it going to go to? Amar Avchiz de la Nosi, it's going to go to the Nosi. And Rashi says, La Nosi is referring to Melech HaMashiach. The Mashiach will have a chelek in Eretz Yisroel, like the rest of the Shvatim. Which is fascinating, by the way. If you look in the Lashon HaRambam, where the Rambam speaks about this Gemara, it's in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Melachim. And the Rambam says, HaMelech HaMashiach noiter mikol ha'rotze shekoyv shen Yisrael chelek echad mishloi she'osar, that Mashiach will get 1 in 13th chelek, a little bit under 10%, of all the lands which are conquered. V'dover zeh choyk loyu levonav ad oylam. This thing is for him and his children ad oylam. Which it's interesting because a lot of Mefarshim ask, what's the Rambam saying with Loyu Levonov? Usually Loyu Levonov means if he passes away, it goes to his sons. If it's just going to him and he's going to have Chayim Nitzchim, so what's Pshat Loyu Levonov Ad Oilam? And there's a whole discussion about this. If halachically in the Rambam, at least in the first Kufa, does Mashiach have to have Chayim Nitzchim? Or could it be halachically, in at least the first kufa, there could be an inyan, Mashiach comes, and then he passes away, and then there's a chelek, lo yulavonav ad oylam, just something to, it's an interesting topic on its own. But regarding the kibush and chalukas ha'oretz, I want to share with you some interesting insights from the Minchas Chinuch that I was recently learning. There is the Chinuch mitzvah tov kuf chof, is the mitzvah of Lahochin Sheish Ari Miklot. There is a mitzvah to prepare the 6 Ari Miklot. Now we know that the 6 Ari Miklot, Moshe Rabbeinu prepared 3 Be'Ever HaYarden, and 3 Yeshua set up when they crossed the Yarden, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. And the thing is, Leikotu Shal Moshe Achehuvdu Hashol Shal Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu's 3 did not work until Yeshua's were set up. So comes the obvious question. So why did he set it up? Why, if it's not going to work, so to speak, until Yeshua conquers Eretz Yisrael, so let's wait till Eretz Yisrael gets conquered. And then you'll set up 6. Why set up 3 if it's not going to work anyways? And the Chinuch says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mitzvah Shabbat Yodei Akaimenu. I'm not going to make a cheshbon if it's working or not.
I have the opportunity to set up Eretz Yisrael, Ari Miklat, I'm going to do it anyways. And we know that three more are going to be added in the time of Melech HaMoshiach. Now, Bechlal, the Ari Leviim, even though we had six, every one of the 42 cities of the Leviim actually worked to be koilit. Meaning if someone killed someone by mistake and they ran into any of the cities of the Leviim, it worked. So what was the difference between the Ari Miklot and the Ari Leviim if it worked anyways? So the Gemara explains, She'ari Miklot koiltis bein ladas bein shaloi ladas. Meaning that if someone killed someone by mistake and happened to land in an Ari Miklot, it works. You don't have to be consciously saying, I'm going to Ari Miklot, right? The power of Ari Miklot is so strong that even if you just fell there, you landed there by mistake, it works. Mashenkin, if you went to a regular city of the Leviim, you had to be conscious that I'm going to be saved. If you just came there without Das, the Shaila is Yeshiva considered the Ir Leviim or Ari Miklot? You have to have Das or not? Yesh Lachkar. But the Nekuda is, there's actually another difference. And that is that, do you have to pay rent? A Ritzeach that's in an Ir Miklot of the six doesn't have to pay rent because it's designated for Rotzchim. If you showed up to a city of the Leviim, Eina Chanami, you get protected, but you would have to pay the rent. That would be another difference. So the Minchas Chinuch has a whole clear on this inyan. So first of all, he says like this, that it's interesting that there are six Ari Miklot, but we know that when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to conquer all the lands. And the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael eventually be mispashet l'chol arotzis. Now, there is a halacha that you first conquer the parts of Eretz Yisrael which belong to Yidden, and then you conquer those which don't. So the Minchas Chinuch says, "Ubevadei Melech HaMashiach keToira Yaseh." For sure, Mashiach is going to follow the Torah, and he's going to first conquer Eretz Yisrael and the Torah, and then conquer the rest of the world. So, if so, it comes out that for the rest of the world, you only have to add only three Ari Miklot. So, people ask the question: maybe you should add, you know, 100, because you're going to have the whole world's going to be Kedusha Aser Tisrael. So the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting approach. He said the Shaila is not why only three. The Shaila Bechlal is why you need three at all. In the time of Mashiach, you shouldn't need any more Ari Miklot. The question is not why only three for the rest of the world. At that point in time, you shouldn't need three at all, because no one's killing each other. Rather, Gzeiras Hakosul, ki mitzara svaru leitzdarchul ari mikolosud lavoi. It must be that only the Eibishter decided. Gzeiras Hakosul, it's Kabbalas oil. But mitzad svaru, you wouldn't need the ir miklat at all. Ki rak sholim ve'emes v'toiv yibimelech haMashiach. Only good is going to be in the time of Mashiach. But it's a Gzeiras Hakosul. Now, at what point will they be setting up these extra ir miklat? Says the Minchas Chinuch, that right away, when Melech HaMashiach will conquer Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, you're going to be mafresh these cities. Even before he conquers the rest of the world, he's going to conquer Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, and set up the Ari Miklot, and only then will he conquer the rest of the world. He says, Kach Nira Poshut. That's the way it seems to him, Bipashtu. Now, what about the Kedushas Haaretz? He says, Keini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of the world. In other words, a lot of people learn Pshat when it says that that all the world will be filled with Eretz Yisrael, lav davke with the halachic status, like Trumas, Maisres, the Kedusha, but lav davke mamesh halachic. But from the Minchas Chinuch, he seems to learn the Gemara that the halachic status of Eretz Yisrael
will apply to the rest of the world as well eventually when Mashiach will conquer it, which this also answers the question Bachar asked me, and I said that I will address it in a coming shir. He said, if the whole world is going to be Eretz Yisrael, so why do the Mason that are buried in Chutz La'aretz have to roll to Eretz Yisrael? You know, if the whole world is Eretz Yisrael, so then it comes out, if you bury someone in Cincinnati in the caver, so Asker Alatzian, you know, if you bury somebody, so Yemolt, you'll have Tchias HaMeisim in Eretz Yisrael, because the whole world will be Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's Farshtandik. Because to have that gedder of Kedusha Sa'aretz, there has to be Kibush HaYidei Melech HaMashiach. And because Mashiach will first be Koivish, the other lands, Eretz Yisrael, Keni Knizi, Vikadmoini, etc. So then, in other words, it's not the first second that the Kibush of the rest of the world is gonna happen, and it won't have the gedder of Eretz Yisrael. And being that the Mason want to get up as early as possible, they don't want to wait for the kibush of Kol HaOlam, so therefore they will roll to Eretz Yisrael. Now, comes the question, the parts of the rest of the world where the Levim will have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, will they have the koilet as well? Meaning, is pshat that the Eibishter said these 42 cities of the Levim are koilet, but if Levim got a new part, like what says when Mashiach comes, they'll have a chelek in the lands that Mashiach conquers, will those cities have the power to be koilet or not? That's the shaila that the Minchas Chinuch clears. The Efsher, the Gzeres HaKosav, Dafka Yorosh Nois, Lom Yisrael Chelk Nachlosam. Maybe Dafka, the 42 cities, those are the ones which have the power to be koilet. Avoloi Ba Yorosh Nois, Lom Yisrael Yisrael. But the regular part, maybe not. Says the Minchas Chinuch, V'Kvarkasavti Zele'el, this is a shaila I asked earlier, this is a, we'll leave for Mashiach to address this question. And he says, Bepashtos, even though the Levim will have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, they will still be able to live in the 9 Ari Miklat. In other words, seemingly, why do they get to Ari Miklat? Ki ein lem chelek v'nachla, because they don't have a chelek v'nachla. But once they do have a chelek v'nachla, maybe when Mashiach comes, they shouldn't have the Ari Miklat. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'pashtus they will have as well. The Ari Miklat tzich l'shir Ari Levim, because in order to be a Ir Miklat, it has to be the ear of the Levim. But however, the other cities, that's where the Shaila is. But the Ikir is that everyone should take advantage of the time in Yeshiva. The Rebbe calls Yeshiva an Ir Miklat. It's a place where Divrei Torah Kolten, it's a place where it protects you from your Nefesh HaBahamas, and you are the Levim, because the Shevet Levi is Ibergeben to the Eibishter.